You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Joining us now at the table, Packers president, Mark Murphy. Mark, appreciate the time, and I got to ask, first off, before we get into all that important football stuff, how'd you hit him today? And more importantly, how'd you last in this heat?
You know, we had a pretty good round. We were 7 under, but it was a tough round. The heat was a little surprising.
Of course, it's challenging enough out here at the Bull, yeah. That's for sure. They keep you on your toes. First off, how are we looking right now with the development of Titletown? I see you got the Titletown polo on right now. Yeah. I was up there the other day. It looks beautiful.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, no, we're really pleased. You know, it's just 2 years, almost 2 years exactly since we started it. And, yeah, the anchors are all doing well, Lodge Kohler, Bell and Health, and Hinterland. And the next thing our Titletown Tech, that's our partnership with Microsoft. That building is open now. The next thing you'll see there is Topgolf. I know Gary's going to like that. So that'll be the golf simulators. That'll open up probably in about a month. And then the next second phase will be residential, which will be about 80 townhouses, an apartment complex for 150, and then an office tower.
So where's all that going then? Is that by the toboggan sled, or where is that?
It's farther to the east.
Farther to the east.
Excuse me, west.
So that's all. What used to be over there?
I'm just Kmart.
Yes.
Okay, so that's all. Okay.
I think we've
Kmart.
Yeah.
Yes, you upgraded. Yes.
You don't have the big lots over there anymore.
No. You know, it's funny. Nobody has said to me, "Why'd you get rid of that?"
Yeah. Right.
That Kmart. But no, it's we just released our financials, and this is one of the biggest investments that we're making in the community, and it's nothing. I love going to Titletown and seeing the playground packed and the football field. People are on that playing catch and playing 7-on-7 and, you know, just having fun out there kicking field goals. It's not many developers would put a full 100-yard football field right in the middle of their development.
So what was the thought, though, behind it? Now you've got apartment buildings going on. So are you guys getting money from rent from that, or somebody else is doing it? How does that work?
It's really two purposes. Number one, it was an investment for the community. And in terms of economic development, we're going to try to bring more people to Green Bay, not only as visitors, but also to live and work here. And, we really are looking. We want to have a reasonable return on our investment. Mm-hmm. And so it's not, we're not going to make every last dollar on it. So it's a little bit of a community investment, but we want to be responsible and make some money on it.
Well, it feels like you guys also have some land, I believe. Is that south of the stadium right there? There's all that vacant land right
there? We needed some additional parking because with Titletown, we took away some of the parking that was there. The land south, so we use it for parking now, that is also long-term, potentially, that's where we could move our indoor practice facility.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, but the Hudson Center is actually holding up pretty well.
For sure.
And so we just entered into a long-term lease on that with the county. So that'll be, I think, 20 years.
For that, too, and you spoke to releasing the financials, talking with Mark Murphy here on the Wendy's Big Show, how much of that is the investment into the community that you guys have had, but also then game planning for the next move, like you talked about, practice facility, and it's beautiful. I was just driving past it. It's way different than the one my dad took me to when I was 7 years old for Vikings-Packers, but the stadium will continually be upgraded, you'd imagine.
Now, absolutely. You know, what we want to do is we want to be stewards, good stewards. We want to leave the stadium, the organization, better than we found it. And a lot of that is just continuing to invest in the facility. Our maintenance, you know, on an annual basis is over $20 million. And then, you know, we've had a number of major projects to the stadium. Biggest one was the south end zone and the atrium. But over the last 10 years, we've invested over $380 million in Lambeau Field. The big thing we're doing now, we'll do it over a couple years, is we're renovating the concourse. We think, you know, for the average fan coming, be able to improve the experience they have with the concession stand.
You know, talk a little bit about, I was up at the Ted Thompson when he was inducted, and I saw you get up and speak. And it was a very heartfelt speech that you made, and you had a lot of changes and a lot of decisions that you had to make with Ted and along with Mike McCarthy. And can you just talk about what they've done and what they've meant to the organization over a period of time?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I know. It's and that's what makes it so hard, Gary, to make some of the changes that you do. Ted's obviously was health-related. But, you know, you look at the consistency that we had as an organization, you know, 8 years in a row in the playoffs, Super Bowl, NFC Championship appearances. I think our fans got a little spoiled, and because I heard from a lot of fans, oh, you're just happy to make the playoffs. Well, it's hard to make the playoffs in the NFL, and Ted and Mike had a great great run together, and was really difficult, particularly this past year. But it was just hard for me. Yeah, I just felt that the change was needed.
Yeah.
And I'm really excited about our new head coach, Matt LaFleur. I think he's going to be a really good fit for this this community and this organization, and really excited. It's a big change for us, though.
I mean, it really is.
Mike had great success for us, and, you know, hopefully he'll get a chance to get back into the league as a head coach.
You know, it feels like, though, there is some sort of uncertainty with Coastal Florida and with Brian Gutekunst, although Brian's been in the organization forever.
Yeah.
But you still we've never experienced this before as Packer fans in a long time.
Yeah. No, you know, and I think Brian, it's been 2 years now, and he's his own man. I mean, learned from Ted, I think, but, you know, he's putting his own stamp on it, been a little more aggressive than we have in the past, but yeah, I'm excited. I think defensively, especially between the draft and free agency, we should be significantly improved.
You know, real quick, speaking of free agency,
yeah,
did a lot of things in free agency with the two Smith guys. I mean, you guys, the kid you brought in from Chicago,
yeah,
for most Packer fans, that was kind of almost unheard of under Ted. Yeah. I mean, that's something different.
Well, I'm hearing from some fans now, oh, my gosh, did we spend too much money?
Exactly. we get that, too. No, you're right, Mark. You're right.
It's like, well, we didn't do it. It was like, why aren't you more active in free agency? Well, and it's just like the draft, the free agency, time will tell. But so what I liked about, you know, the players we're bringing in, you know, the Smiths, Billy Turner, Adrian Amos, they're just at really –
ascending
they're at points
players.
Where their best year should be ahead of them, and so I'm excited. I think you're going to see a significant difference on our defense this year.
And
I think the other thing, you know, with Mike Patton, this is being his second year in his system, we should see some improvement.
And you usually do see that improvement in like in the second year of a system, second year in the league, and you guys are obviously counting on that a lot on the offensive side of the football at a lot of skill positions.
Absolutely. You know, I think our three young receivers that we had last year, looking for good things out of them. And, the other thing, I mean, Aaron, you know, you look at it statistically, his year last year was tremendous. But, you know, he wasn't himself, I think, with the injury that he suffered early. You know, he couldn't practice. He couldn't practice on Wednesdays until about halfway through the season. I think it really affected our timing and yeah, just knowing Aaron, I think he's really motivated to have a great year.
What do you make of all the talk with Aaron, maybe not being coachable, then he's with Matt, then he won't change the plays, and all that kind of stuff? What do you make of all that stuff that's circling around?
Well, I think there's a lot of dead time between mid-June or mid-July, and nothing against people like you.
People like me.
Glad he said people like you and you're pointing at me.
I thought it was one of you.
All of you.
I thought it was one of you, Mark. I thought we were together.
I think it's much about nothing. I think, Aaron, and you look at Mike and Aaron had a great run. I mean, they were,
did.
You know, tremendous. And, I think he and Matt, I think they're going to really, really do well together. Matt's, he's an innovative, creative, offensive coach, and it's going to be a challenge for Aaron. He's been in one system his whole career, and I'm excited, though. I think you're going to see some things on offense that we haven't seen in the past.
Packers president Mark Murphy joining us here on the Wendy's Big Show live at the Packer Hall of Fame golf outing. Now, I talk to you about the business side of it. Day after my birthday, we're celebrating the 100 anniversary of the NFL.
Sure.
You guys announced a little something interesting that you're doing now with the seeds on Lambeau Field on August 11th.
Well, August 11th is officially our 100th birthday, so that's going to be a big part of the celebration, and we'll give seeds out. I think we'll have cupcakes from Festival, and
okay,
should be.
It's he looked at me for the cupcake.
you are baby Taos. the whole 100 season has been 100 season has been great, and I think it's a little confusing. I think for our fans, well, didn't we just celebrate our 100?
Yes.
And
mm-hmm.
Now the league is doing theirs, and but it's been great, and it highlights our history and tradition and. I think the league was really smart putting us against the Bears to open up the league's 100th season. That should be pretty special in that kickoff game on Thursday to start the season down in Chicago.
Not to go back, but how do you rack in your mind that whole thing with the Chicago Bears, and they had the big linebacker, maybe he wanted to come to Green Bay, maybe he didn't, then he goes to Chicago, he plays with them, and then he comes into Green Bay. That was a hell of a game that when they came to Green Bay.
Yeah.
How do you win
NFL
all
moment of the year?
Right,
you know,
it was.
Aaron came off the field, came back out of the locker room. Well, the whole Khalil Mack. I mean, there's no. I mean, it's not a surprise. We were aggressive. We wanted to sign him, and I think ironically, the Raiders took the Bears' offer because they thought it would be a better draft pick than ours.
Mm.
No. But
so that's how it works.
See how that works out.
Yeah.
That's how it always works.
It's funny, though, as much as, he's a great impact player.
He is.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's good to have the highest-paid offensive player in the league and the highest-paid defensive player in the league, if that's a good way to build a team.
Sure. Well, we talked about that, too. I mean, I think when you start looking at that, you got the highest offensive player, where else are you going to spend your money?
You better draft pretty well if you have that.
You can't miss.
No doubt
about it.
And you guys had two first-round picks this year. Talk a little bit about Rashawn Gary and Darnell Savage.
Yeah, it's been a while since we had two first-round picks. Probably, I think, back when we had B.J. Raji and Clay. That
Correct.
Worked out pretty well. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rashawn Gary is a physical specimen. I mean, I know our coaches are really excited about him. And Darnell Savage, just watching him, I think he can. I think he's gonna be able to come in and make an impact. He's a really talented safety. It looks like he's really picked up the defense pretty quickly. Our safety position, we've really transformed it. I mean, you look those two starters that we didn't have last year, and a young guy that I thought really came on last year, and then he got injured was Raven Green. I think he can be a good player for us too.
What about the Josh Jones kids? I mean, you look at him as far as a physical specimen. Oh, I mean, that guy, big, strong, and fast. I know he had some issues with his contract, or maybe he wanted to come in, or those types of things. But he looks like he could be a pretty good football player for you guys.
He does look like
it. Yeah, he looked like
he can I hope
be.
He can. You know, this is a big year for him. I think it's his third year. He's he's splashed a little bit, but. He's been up and down, and I think biggest issue, and we're always bringing him better. And when you're a player,
all the time, you got to stack him up.
You have to embrace competition. You can't shy away from it.
No. Real quick before we let you get going, let's talk about that Bart Starr celebration that we're going to have going on here.
Yeah, it's going to be something special. It's we've worked with Jerry and Bart Jr. It's going to be around the Vikings game, our home opener. Going to do something. There'll be the Green and Gold Gala on Friday night, and then we'll be down at Rawhide, which is 45 minutes away or so. Mm-hmm. But obviously they've done a lot for Rawhide over the years.
They
have a big fundraiser there. And then the big event will be halftime of the Vikings game. And I think it's going to be a great tribute to Bart.
Awesome.
I feel very blessed to get to have known over my time here to spend some time with Bart, and such a wonderful person. I mean, I was fortunate enough to go down to Birmingham and was there for the private ceremony. And everybody that talked to him never mentioned that he was a Hall of Fame great quarterback.
Because that's not what he's about.
It was about the type of person he was, and just a really remarkable man.
We lost some great people, though, this year. Speaking of Forrest Gregg, which is my head coach, Bob Skowronski. I mean, we, along with Bart Starr, I mean, if you look at the Packers organization, the history of it and stuff, they lost some really great guys.
Yeah, I mean, strong, long connections to the Packers, not just as players, but alumni, and certainly both Bart and Forrest were coaches here.
Yeah.
One final, and to that point, you know, you as a guy that played in the NFL, been around the league a long time, what does that mean for you when you see people like, of that ilk and representing the Green Bay Packers the way they did?
You know, I think that's what sets us apart from the other organizations is the history and tradition that we have. And, you know, as part of that is the way our fans are just so supportive of the organization, but particularly our former players. And, you know, for us, you know, those alumni weekends are really special. And, you know, we do, you know, not a lot of our former players live right in Green Bay, so bringing them back is really important for us. And I think we do as much as probably any organization in the league in terms of our alumni relations.
Well, and it's amazing when you get events like this, the Packer Hall of Fame Golf Out, and get them all into one area and still get a little competitive because I heard them talking about their scores amongst themselves.
They're competitive, and but they love to talk about their time here with the Packers, and it's great to bring them back.
It was great to talk to you, Mark. Appreciate the time,
as
always.
Bill.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.